Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
If you could do something for Yair Cohen, come. Yankiv, you saw Yair ready? Do something good for Yair, something really nice for Moshe and Yair. You've heard this stuff, Yair? I want you to hear. Then we're going to start up in a minute. Shalom, you've heard Yankov stuff yet?
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice. Let's see, it's better live.
So just the same one I always did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Works other times. Before we start, I want to play you something nice from one of the guys who just came back. I won't say his name, so he won't be upset at me. Good and loud. Thank you, though.
What does his name rhyme with?
Jair.
Achale panav, ayayayay, eshala mimeno, mane lashon, chila lakel, achale panav, ayayayay, eshala mimeno. Asher bikala Ashira uso Afia venano Dad mi fala Leadam לשון השם שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך
Welcome home, Yair Cohn, welcome home. A welcome home to Shmuel Salzberg, welcome home Shmuel. A welcome home to Shalom, we had a Shalom I saw in a second. Shalom Coco, welcome home. Mayor, we already welcomed home, welcome home Mayor. Mayor Elin. And Avi Block, welcome home Avi Block. What is that?
Yeah, you say, welcome home, yeah, say.
Oh, wow. Oh, how am I? How am I? How am I? How am I?
Part of what you experience, tell me if you felt this way in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef, I want to ask if you felt this in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, the different shitas, the different opinions, and like fierce different opinions was overwhelming for me. Even like different hafganot, even besides hafganot, there were a lot of shitas. It's a land of a lot of hechsherim, different kashrus, and this one. They're all kosher, by the way, all. I mean, they're kosher, but they're kosher. But there's different. There are banim eidach nem b'sun. Of course, you don't need mitapatska. The Torah eidach nem b'sun. They're kosher, but different echsherim. Tons of rabbanim being machshir, and then different shitas, different opinions, and there's a tremendous beauty in Eretz Yisrael. I want to say it the way Begun. I quoted Menachem Begun before, but I want to like explain it in welcoming back the guys. I want to explain it. Menachem Begun was meeting Jimmy Carter, this President Carter, this President of the United States who just died. So he was meeting Menachem Begun, who was the Prime Minister of Israel. And somehow Avi Begun let out like a groan. It's not an easy job to run a country. And Begun, in front of Jimmy Carter, like expressed some sort of groan, like, ugh. So President Carter said to Menachem Begun, like, what's that groan? So he said, it's hard running a country. Like, I'm tired. You know, Maishi expressed the challenge running the country. Jimmy Carter said to him, he said, you know, no insult meant, but like, you're kvetching in front of me. He said, I'm the president of 750 million civilians. How many civilians are there in America? 350 million. So he said, I'm the president of 350 million civilians. You're the prime minister of 3 million? Like, chill out. Like, you're kvetching. You have 3 million civilians. I have 750 million. I'm 350 million. Like, what's your deal? So Begun said back to President Carter, you don't understand. He said, you're the president of 350 million citizens. I'm the prime minister of 3 million prime ministers. That's a good line. It's so true. It's just accurate. But yet, it's even a shaila, by the way. In America, there's something called dina d'malchus adina, that you have to follow the law. You know in Eretz Yisrael, it's a machlaikis rishayim if there's dina d'malchus adina? Because who said he has a right? I own it as much as him. It's a shaila. It's a shaila if there's dina d'malchus adina. My tata was, Yaakov Zayde was very stark that you mechoyev in taxes. And he got upset. People say there's no dina d'malchus adina. That's a serious sheet in Eretz Yisrael. And my tata explained to me that it has nothing to do with dina d'malchus adina. And he obligated me to pay taxes that many rabbanim, certain are known as taxes, have kulas. And my father said they're learning the wrong sugya. They're learning dina d'malchus adina in Eretz Yisrael. It could be there's no dina d'malchus adina. It's possible. It's very possible. So my father said there's a rule, chatzar ha-shutfim. If you share a yard with other people, all the people in the yard can obligate you to pay for garbage services. And you can say, well, I don't want to pay. Chatzar ha-shutfim, people living together, can obligate each other to pay for community responsibilities. Anybody who lives in those communal-like houses, what are they called? They have those in Waterbury, like complexes. They can obligate you to chip in for some flowers, for something, and you're not allowed to say no. So my father brilliantly said in Eretz Yisrael, taxes has nothing to do with dina d'malchus adina. A chatzar ha-shutfim, they can obligate you to pay for garbage services and other types of services. So he brilliantly said that people are looking at the wrong sugya. Nonetheless, in Eretz Yisrael, this quote-unquote joke of Menachem Begun that I'm prime minister of 3 million prime ministers has a tremendous truth. Guys feel this in Eretz Yisrael, it's my land. There's a certain sense, it was frustrating when I drove there recently, there's a lot of Afghanis. I see a guy in the middle of the street, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, the guy's like blocking the road. There's a deep sense, this is my place. People, you can feel it in Eretz Yisrael, but yet as a sense, it's my place. On the wall in the airport, it's one of like the first beautiful things you come to Eretz Yisrael. There's a sign, "Mishavu vanim legvulam." The children should come back to their gvul. Things have places. We're going to do word of the day. I'm going to mispronounce the word, but the guys will help me. What does the word indigenous mean? Baruch Shem, I even pronounced it right. Say the word indigenous, guys. Say, Akiva, say the word.
Indigenous.
Maish, I want you to learn the language. What does indigenous mean? What does indigenous mean?
Native to the
Native to the land. I love Yankiv. It means this is its natural habitat. Indigenous means certain plants are indigenous to certain places. Certain people, that's my land. It's native. I was born here. This is my space. Things have spaces on this earth. It's MS that a Yid owns Eretz. That's our land. That was given to us. We have a deep attachment to that land. That's our place. It's our place. It's interesting, on the news, there's a lot of hack about Eretz Yisrael and the Palestinians. It's very, very simple. God gave it to me. God gave it to us. It's just the truth. We can't be afraid to say that to anybody. It's just true. It's our land. It was given to us by God. It's just the truth. God gave us Eretz Yisrael. There's a sense in Eretz Yisrael, this is mine, it's my land. People live like that. It's confusing. A guy's like blocking the street over his protest. Like, what do you mean? In America, they would toss the guy like what? You'd never see something like this in America, because there's no person who says, this is mine, like that. It wouldn't be. A guy blocked the street. There's a certain sense, this is a people's land, it's ours. It's our land given by God. There's a feeling and a sense of that is our land. And I love the thing, v'shavu vanim l'gvulam, the children returned to their habitat. A guy was telling me that he wanted to come for Shabbos to Durham, and he said there's been some like red, I promise, there's no red tape, it's yours, you own it. Nobody says diddly squat to you. A guy comes back, I remember somebody telling me, why do we let alumni... What are you talking about? I was very, very upset at a guy years ago when the yeshiva, during COVID, we had a shutdown. So we, Baruch Hashem, got a piece of land in Pennsylvania. We're opening up. So somebody was kvetching that alumni was coming. So I was very upset at the guy. I told him that he's a very short-sighted guy. You're incredibly short-sighted. You're a 12th grader for another 14 minutes. You'll be alumni for all eternity. You should be fighting for alumni. You're 14 minutes. That's you for the rest. So it was, I'm short-sighted. But deeper yet, this is a place that was built and belongs to the guys. That's how it is. So it just feels good that, Yosef, you're back home. I welcome home, welcome us to your home, you to our home. I thank you that you're back, Yosef. The guys made this place and created Hudi Kalish. Welcome home, Hudi Kalish. Welcome home. It's good to have you back home. The Shavu Banim L'Gvulam, this belongs to the guys. In Halacha, a Beis Medrash, a yeshiva has the din of Eretz Yisrael. It's Pasha like that. It's Pasha like that. Now you're back to Eretz Yisrael. Ketushas Eretz Yisrael in a Beis Medrash. That's Dvarim Pshutim. A Sukkah has Ketushas Eretz Yisrael. When you're in a Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. A Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesset has Ketushas Eretz Yisrael. A Yeshiva has Ketushas Eretz Yisrael. So it belongs to a guy. There's a sense of that. My place. My place. There's a sense we have a place on this earth. I got a letter, Yair, one of the most beautiful letters. Hudi, I told you about this letter. I get an $18 check. Yair, listen to this letter. And I was so happy. A guy's not from America. Grande lives out of the country. It could be Trump holds it's America. He's from Canada. But anyway, the guy's not from America. And the guy writes a letter. He sends an $18 check. He says, I'm close to Hashem. I have a relationship to God. But I haven't found my space. I haven't found my space I could live. And he says, I've never been to Durham and I have no friends who've been there. But I want to say that my sense, he said, if I could send more money as a young son, he said, me and my young son don't have a place yet, but I sense that if I would come to Durham there, I would have a space. My sense is there I'd be valued, and I feel I have a space there, and I want to contribute. He sent me an $18 check for the yeshiva. He said, I have a space. There I have a space, and I feel that way. A guy said, sitting somewhere deep in Canada, without a space, he said, there I have a space. So I want to thank Yair, Hudi, all the chevra. Mayor, I thank you for coming back home. It's yours. The guys call a number, and Morty Munchik helps find a bed for a guy. Nobody needs to ask Rishus to come back home. There ain't no such thing.
We have somebody to assist you, to serve you, to help you find a bed. Nobody, there's no such thing. Ain't the varkazer. You don't got to ask Rishos to come back home. I had a bacher. There was a guy in yeshiva whose parents were divorced. Happens. And that happens. But we spoke over with the parents. He has two homes. There can't be such a thing. There's no such a thing. Avi, did you call your parents and ask to come to your house before you came home?
No.
Ain't davar kaza. No such thing. Nobody, Eretz Yisrael belongs to a Yid. In Eretz Yisrael, they have rules like this. A Yid could come there. They're excellent with that. Every Yid knows it. It's ours. A Yid could come there. It's not. One of our guys just made Aliyah yesterday. Yeah. I was very touched. It was like Pasha. The Yid's allowed to come. They're like, there's whole procedures. If somebody's not a Yid, it's complicated to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. A Yid? Yeah, like you make aliyahs, they make it like nothing. They pay you. It's so cool that it's sensed by every yid. It's a truth. It's a truth like 1 + 1 = 2. It's more true that a yid has Eretz Yisrael. People go there. People go there who don't maishi. People got Eretz Yisrael who don't have big chachmas. They sense something. The sense that it's ours because it's true. It's just the truth. Guys who did, some guys go with the plan to feel, to see. There's a sense in Eretz Yisrael. It's mine, like it's my place. There's that sense because it's true. It's our place, Eretz Yisrael. It's our place. A Yid even senses away from Eretz Yisrael. We have spaces that are our, a Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, a Sukkah. But the sense in out of Eretz Yisrael is we're renting. It's not our place. I don't want to say I like it. Nobody likes when a guy curses you out. I'll tell you the feeling I have in America when a guy curses me out. It doesn't happen a lot. Once in a while, a guy drives by and will say something mean. You know what sense I have, Maish, when we're cursed out? Did anybody here ever go in a taxi in Eretz Yisrael? I've had times I feel I wanted to. I drive. I'm a driver, buddy. The guy's driving me around, and I sometimes want to tell him, you sit in the back and I'll drive. Like, I'm a driver. I'm not a helpless guy. Like, I really know how to drive. I have a car in America. I know how to drive. Like, okay, here I don't. But sometimes I want to ask the guy, can he go in the back and I'll drive him? That I really know how to drive. The sense in America when we're cursed out is I have a place. When somebody's cursing you out, they're saying, this is not your place, buddy. And I want to tell the guy, I have a place. Oh, do I have a place? I have a place. Okay, you're telling me this is not your place. I hear. You're a shtickle right. You're a shtickle right. It's not your shtickle. You're right. I hear. But I want you to know I have a place. Oh, do I have a place? It's different. You're coming from a place. It's interesting that Gullus, people go into Gullus because they want to learn humility. There's the humbleness when it's not your place. But what helps anybody in Gullus is we're coming from a place that is ours. We're not homeless. We have a place. Yeah, I'm in Gullus now. There's a Rav, guys went to visit out of town, who once a year goes to a place where nobody knows him. He brings no money. He claims he doesn't bring a penny. And he like manages asking people, could I stay here? They don't know him. And he goes there. It's like he's working on humility. There's such an act of Gullus. The Gra did such a thing. The Noam Elimelech's yard site is tonight. Famously, Reb Zusha and the Noam Elimelech did such a thing. They went into Gullus like a certain humility. But it's much easier to be in Gullus if a guy, you're not homeless. You're playing homeless. You have a space. A guy's a big mansion and he's homeless somewhere else. He's a Nishkin homeless guy. A homeless guy has no place. We have a place. We very much have a place. I'm not in my place now, but I come from a place and I have a place. That's very, very powerful to have a place. Eretz Yisrael is the place, is our place. We have a place. Very, very stark. We have a place that's ours, that belongs to us. That belongs to us. Most Yidden I know plan to go to Eretz Yisrael. I plan to go to Eretz Yisrael one day. It's my place. Of course I'm going one day. And most Yidden I know. Mostly I plan. That's the plan, to go back home, of course. Okay, there's periods, there's things. I have a place. I have a place. So I'm thankful. The guys in yeshiva understand you have a place. I promise you have a place. There's nobody by them zero to tell you your place. It's your place, yours, your place. So Yair, in the full sense, welcome home. Yair Shmuel, welcome home. Yeah. I wanted to continue, Chevra. We're setting up the Seder. Setting up the Seder sounds funny, but we're preparing the Seder, the Leila Seder. I want guys to own, I want you to, your own Seder is your place of mitzvahs. And your Seder is meant for you. I want to keep going. What I'm attempting to do the last 3 days is give the tzura. I want to learn some, to try. I'm trying myself to study a little bit the pnimius of the Chag, what's happening. But I want to first just get the structure of the Chag, the structure of the night. The starters is there's tons of mitzvahs. We've gone through 13 mitzvahs so far. I want to add today 3 main mitzvahs today to take the number to 16 mitzvahs. There's no 2 hours this whole year that you'll do as many mitzvahs as the Leila Seder, that you'll have as many opportunities to connect to Hashem. It's a tremendous time of Kirvus Hashem. And I want to talk about the mitzvah of eating matzah, of eating maror. So that's 2 more mitzvahs. I'm really adding 3 mitzvahs in matzah and maror, because with the matzah you do eseba. So now you have eseba, you have matzah and your maror. So you added 3 and our number went to 16. We'll talk about the afikoman, which is another mitzvah, and the number will go to 17. We'll talk about if there's eseba by afikoman and it might go to 18. So that we're going to talk about. The start is there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. Now there's 2 psukim that are mechayiv to eat matzah in the Torah. We have 2 psukim. There's 1 pasuk that's mitzvah al matzais umiroirim yoichlu, that you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach with matzah and mur. Whenever it says achila in the Torah, it means a kezayis. One must eat a kezayis. And that's the chiyuv to eat a kezayis matzah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat a kezayis matzah and maror together with afikoman. The maror must be a kezayis as well, because says yoichlu and ein achila pachas mikezayis alach l'moshe m'sinai. Whenever it says achila, means a kezayis. Hashem told Moshe at Sinai, who told Yeshua, who told his kenim, who told his talmidim, who told his talmidim, who tell us that the chiyuv to eat matzah and maror is a kezayis matzah and a kezayis maror together with the Karban Pesach. There's a second pasuk which says to eat matzah. The second pasuk to eat matzah is a pasuk in the Torah Kedosh, and it says, Be'erev toichlu matzahs. On this evening you shall eat matzah. Is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the Leil HaSeder. How much? Minimum a kezayis. Is there a mitzvah to eat many kezesim as a shayla of the gra? The pashtus is as much matzah as you eat is a mitzvah. Pashtus is the entire night of Pesach until the afikoman. When you can't eat after the afikoman, you have a mitzvah to eat many kezesim. Now don't stuff yourself, but it says, ba'erev toichlu matzah. In the evening eat matzah. It is very, very likely that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat as much as you want, geshmak. Don't be cheap on the matzah. You eat matzah, we eat a kezayis, and you're yaitzah with the kezayis, but beravchus, a home can afford it, should buy a yid, should buy a lot of matzah, and liberal on the matzah with his family, pashtus is every kezayis, a mitzvah, be'erev toichlu matzahs. Tonight, the mitzvah is to eat matzah, and the pashtus is every kezayis is a mitzvah. That's the pashtus. So a person is connecting to Hashem eats kezayis. We make a bracha on our first kezayis, but the pashtus is be'erev toichlu matzahs, is the whole night is a mitzvah of matzah. There are questions on that. B'li neder, maybe we'll get to them. The Gra asks it as a shayla. The pashtus hadvarim is that the whole night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. And every kezayis, another mitzvah. Is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no shear. There's a minimum. A minimum must be a kezayis. It also has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras. It has to be eaten in 2 minutes. The advice is to have a kezayis matzah right at once. You make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem. Kenu malchoy lam, asher kedishanu, mitzvayis v'tzivanu, al achilas matzah. And then you eat a kezayis right away. It's even an inyan to have it in one swallow. but certainly it must be eaten within 2 minutes. One cannot talk. Till they finish the kezayis, one is usher to talk, because the bracha is on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat the kezayis of matzah. After we eat the kezayis of matzah, we have another mitzvah of maror. Now, matzah bizmana zeh is a chiyuv daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah, like it says, be'erev toichlu matzahs. Maror bizmana zeh is not daraisa. Maror bizmana zeh is a chiyuv dirabanan. The reason it's not daraisa is the only pasuk midaraisa to eat maror is al matzum roim yechlu, is together with the Karban Pesach. When there's no Karban Pesach midaraisa, there's no chiyuv maror midaraisa. So the chi of marar, great to see you, Michael. The chi of marar bizman azeh is a chi of the rabbanon. Now, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, we're going to eat matzah and marar together. The best is to have a sandwich, like the pasuk says, al matzum roim yechlu. Yeet afikayimin with the matzah, marar, it's a delicious sandwich. You eat it with the Karban Pesach, with the matzah and marar, al sazam, and all together. Why don't we eat it together today, Maish? Because matzvah is a mitzvah d'araisa, and maror is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Since they're not, why is maror only d'rabbanan? Because the source to eat maror is al matzum roim yechlu, to do with matzah and the Karban Pesach. Since we have no Karban Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat maror. Matzah has another chiyuv. Besides the pasuk al matzum roim yechlu, there's a chiyuv be'erev toichlu matzahs. That's nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. So matzah bizman hazeh is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maror bizman hazeh is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Hagam, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we do matzah and maror together. Today we can't do matzah and maror together, because matzah is d'oraisa, maror is d'rabbanan. A derabanan compared to a daraisa is considered like a rishus. The derabanan, you're not allowed to, while you're eating matzah, you're not allowed to chew bubble gum. You can't have a dvar rishus chaytzeitz in your mouth. You're mechuyev midaraisa to eat matzah. You're not allowed to put on the matzah. Let's say a guy wants to spread butter on his matzah. He's not allowed. He has a chiyuv to eat matzah. The butter is a rishus. That would be considered a hefsek. He has a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah. Nothing else. Should one put salt on his matzah? Should one put salt? Every single Shabbos, we put salt on the bread, like it says, Al kol karbanecha takriv melech. Should one put salt on his matzah that he's using for the mitzvah? The answer is absolutely not. The answer is you should not. Why should you not? Because the matzah is a daraisa. The salt's a rishos. You should not put anything, just matzah. Just matzah. Oini, Rav Ezi says, also might be a bit of oini. One should not put salt on the matzah he's eating for the mitzvah. What? That it's just bottle to the matzah?
You're putting on for a purpose, clearly.
It could be things with taste are not even so posh at that bottle, and it does bring a tam. I don't know if that's how it works. I don't want to say Yaakov Lahalacha. I have seen Paiskim say that you're Yaitza. You'll have somebody come to your Seder who doesn't know Halacha and put salt. I can't say they're not Yaitza. And the Paiskim I saw who bring their Yaitza because of Svaris, like Yaakov said, the Halacha is not to put anything on the matzah. The matzah you eat, you make a Baruch Ata Hashem, Amaitzi, and Alachilas Matzah, and you eat the matzah.
Is that just for the first Messiah?
Yes. For the first kezayis. Now Shimon asks, how about you want to have more matzah later? You could put salt. Shimon wants to know, is there an inyan not to put salt? We said, be'erev toichlu matzahs. I don't think there's an inyan not to put salt going forward. You did your chiyuv, and now you're eating matzah. Vayter, it's a mitzvah. The first kezayis, it's not having something mafsik in your first kezayis. Afterwards, I don't think there's anything wrong dipping it. Again, if you're brachs or not. I eat more matzah and I'll dip it. I'm not a big salt guy, so it doesn't really come up salt, but I put things on it. Now, I don't say, don't put things on, I won't be yaitzah. I'm eating more matzah. I was yaitzah, my chiyav. I leisha mati such a chumra not to put more on. But the first kezayis, obviously no salt. You have a mitzvah. Now, to eat it with the maror, Avi, since the maror is only a mitzvah, the rabbanim b'zman hazeh. Because midaraisa, you're only mechuyev mara with the carbon pesach avala. So bizman hazeh, we have no carbon pesach mara, only the rabbanan. Matzah, there's a separate pasuk berif teichlu matzahs. If you eat the matzah and mara together, it's like putting bubble gum in your mouth with the matzah. Or the rabbanan compared to a daraisa that's called the dvar rishus meish. So I bazoi, we have the matzah lon mara. I'm going to tell you a little secret that I think the guy should keep at your seder. Probably nobody at your seder will keep it. It's a ramah. So I'm going to advise you to keep it. But I want to ask the guys to keep in mind. You're going to do matzah, then mara, then afikayim, and then you're going to make a sandwich. What I want the chevra to keep in mind, matzah, mara, then afikayim, what I would like the chevra to keep in mind is to not talk. Everybody's going to be talking and schmoozing after they eat the matzah. Then they're going to do mara, they're going to be schmoozing geschmack. I am going to ask you to keep the ramah that after you make the bracha, you washed for matzah, and you make the bracha on the matzah, don't talk till after afikoyman. Till after kairah. Afikoyman, a long time. There's a Yerayim. It's funny, there's a Yerayim who says not to talk till after afikoyman. That was a Freudian slip. The Yerayim says that don't talk till after the kazayis, the end of the meal. You'd have a very quiet suda, do not keep that chumrah. That's a Yerayim that you absolutely should not keep. But the sheet of the Ramah is you're going to do three mitzvahs avi. You're going to do matzah, maror, and then kairach. Don't talk till after kairach. Why? Because the real way of eating matzah is matzah and maror together. That's the lechatchila way. V'zman beis hamikdash, that's what we do. We have a practicality. We can't do it today because matzah is the rice and maror is the rabbanan. Yet, Shmuel, we want the bracha on the matzah to go on our sandwich. So the Ramah advises, I can't say, you know, don't shush your family, they're going to talk, let them talk. What I would advise you, still. Now, if you have something to say relevant, say like you pass the mara, that's l'chatchila. Because that's not a hefsek, you're talking about the thing. But don't talk about other subjects, quiet. You make your bracha, you wash for the matzah, make the bracha alachilas matzah, amaytzi lech minaretz alachilas matzah, and be quiet through maror, through your sandwich, through kairach. The logic being, Avi, is we want our bracha on the matzah going on the sandwich, because that's the real way to do it. We don't start with the sandwich, because matzah's the raisa, maror's the rabbanan. So we don't start with the sandwich. We start with matzah, we go to mara. What? Kazayas. You need a kazayas of matzah and a kazayas of mara dipped in charoises. That's the sandwich. Make sure to have a kazayas. I have seen people with mara, especially the tough guys amongst us. There are two maras in Klal Yisrael. Some people do, it's more than that, but some, the two that are prevalent, some people do the romaine lettuce for their mara, and some people do the ground stuff. What's it called? Horseradish. I have seen the macho dudes like the horseradish and geschmack. What worries me is I've seen people not have a kazayas, not close. You have to have a kazayas. A kazayas is a... What? A matchbox, let's say, is what the word my father would say. Kazayas is a nice size. The maror. But I just see with the bitter one, people take like a token taste. There's a mitzvah derabban achilas maror. You have to eat it. I don't like personally, when I was younger, it's macho to have the maror. If you keep it closed, it's crazy hot and you think it's cool, but then you don't have a kazayas. And I don't even know if that's called achila. You're supposed to eat it. So it has to be edible. Yes. You end up having two kazayasim of maror. A kazayas of maror for your first maror. Yes, Michael.
You said that you could talk, you could be like, oh, you passed me a maror so and so, right?
Correct.
Could you also ask questions about Pesach? Because my grandfather always talks about like the grandkids.
First of all, your grandfather is a wonderful person, and it's not us here to talk. I would say to share the Divrei Torah right after for you, but if Zayda does it, listen, mamish b'chol toikvei.
But it's not usir, with all your strength, listen. It's not usir to talk. The best is to make the bracha on the matzah, then maror, then kairach. You go quick, you'll answer back Zayda right away. And if Zayda's asking you something, don't say, just you answer Zayda. Yada, you answer Zayda, Never start up with Zayda. Don't start up with Zayda. But if Zaydi's not talking to you, Chevra, make the bracha on matzah quiet, make your bracha on maror quiet, eat your sandwich, then you speak. The sandwich should be a kezayis of matzah with a kezayis of maror dipped in charoses. That is the sandwich. The matzah is not dipped in anything, of course not, because you can't have, with the matzah, you can't have dvar rishos. Now,
we say yes, basically I say that, or clear to them, Ashkenazim don't have a second cup, they miss it, they don't clean, because they don't go to the thing. So then why would we let out matzah during Shulchan Aruch and dip it in? Because you might think, oh, that's the matzah.
Because there's no, by Dalit Kaisis, there are four Baruch Atah Hashem Rebbe Agafen. By matzah, if you eat more, there's no new bracha, so there's no...
I
hear what he's saying. I didn't see such a gzeira. Now, guys, if somebody forgets to lean by the matzah, besides eating matzah, you have a mitzvah to do a seba. If one forgot to lean by the matzah, one is mechoyev to eat the kezayis again. So if you ate the kezayis matzah b'li aseba, one should eat it again, be aseba, again, aseba smile, lean to the left, and eat the kezayis again. So you eat the kezayis be aseba, one kezayis be aseba, have in mind, you're eating a mitzvah d'arayis of achilas matzah, and you're also doing a chiyuv of aseba, you're doing two zachen. And both those things are two mitzvahs of the night, the eating the matzah and a seba. If you ate the matzah b'li a seba, you should eat the matzah again. So that's matzah, maror, and kairach. In the past years, by maror you do not lean. No leaning by maror. Once it's upright, the leaning is zecher to the cheiros. The maror is zecher to the shibud. So one does not lean when they eat the maror. It's very fast, and if anybody noticed, Kairos, a good shiloh. One year I gave a Shabbos HaGadol drush on that. Michal, it's a good shiloh. One of the things that the Chevron noticed, why do you eat matzah before maror? Shouldn't you do maror before the matzah, Chevron? Wow, so Michal said, beautiful. Wow. Michal said the matzah is before maror, because the matzah is the raisa and maror is the rabban. We don't want to do the rabban before the raisa. Beautiful, Michal. Beautiful. I like that a lot. Michal says, stark, that the matzah is the raisa and maror is the rabban. And he said, 10 out of 10, any day of the week, I would do my raisa with the rabban. I love your reason, Michal, stark. The reason I'm asking the question is maror zecher to the shibud? Matzah is lahispik b'tzeikam, is when we left. It would seem to do the maror before the matzah. So Michal says that, one second, the matzah is daraisa, maror is darabanan, daraisa is kampu darabanan. It's a very, very important question, why we do matzah then maror, but that's for sure what we do, matzah then maror.
Is there a deeper answer
than that? Yeah, 100%, that I want to think. We have to think. It's very interesting that the matzah is before the maror, 1,000%. I do want to share the question yearly. I want to learn the halachas. I want the seder to be a seder, have a tzura, the mitzvah stas. There is a cool question I want to ask the chevra. Maish, I want to tell you a cool question. Why don't we go right to the sandwich? Because the matzah is the rice and the maror is. Yeah, I want you to hear this. Why don't we go right to this? When we have a beis hamikdash, we're going to eat a sandwich. Today we have matzah first and maror. Shemler, why don't we go right to the sandwich? Because the matzah is the raisa and the maror is the rabbanan. Once we do our daraisa, why don't we go to the sandwich next? Because now the maror is the rabbanan and the matzah is not a chiyuv at all. Now, even if you say matzah is a mitzvah every kezayis, but there's no more chiyuv, so with my derabbanan, it's still dvar rishus, that's inappropriate. Ask the crazy Rabbi Yonis and Eibchitz, right, Levi, ask the bomb kasha. What happens? It's a rush.
it's brought in the rush. It's brought la'alach. If a guy misses his kezayis be'seba, what does the rush say to do? You eat the matzah and you forgot to lean. What should you do? Lean again. Eat it again. Now there, a seba pashtus is only a chiyav d'rabanan. So midaraisa I was yaitza matzah. So now I only have a chiyav d'rabanan to eat matzah. Frek the crazy the placey. Go right to kairach. Go right to the sandwich. Now your matzah and mar are both the rabbanan. They're equal. So if you forget matzah be'seba, why does it say to eat matzah again? Go right to the sandwich. Now your matzah and mar are both the rabbanan. Eat them tzazamen. You like that question, right, Levi? The crazy the places question. B'yoynes and Eibshitz. May she hear this question? The reason we don't eat matzah and marah together is why matzah is deraisa and marah is derabanan. If you forget to do a seba on the matzah, some of the deraisa reyates a matzah. So now you're only chiyuv to eat the matzah as derabanan because you didn't do a seba. So yet, and the Ramah paskins like the Rush should do matzah again alone. Why? Should go right to the sandwich now. Now my matzah and marah are equal, are level. They're both chivim derabanan. The matzah chiv derabanan because I ate already. I just forgot a seba. So now it's a chiv derabanan. My mara is derabanan. Do it tzazamen. B'yoynes and Eibshitz b'am kasha. What do you ask?
You eat the matzah, the raisa, and then just go straight to the Torah.
Because the mara is the rabbanan and my matzah is not a chiyuv, then.
So,
but then the matzah is a rishus. You're not allowed to chew bubble gum while you eat mara. The same way. So now the matzah is the bubble gum. But here, if I did matzah b'liya seba, I have a chiyuv matzah b'seba, but that's a chiyuv
that
rabbanan.
You get that more because once you get up to your korot, because you still need to have.
Yeah, you have to have kazayis of each.
You have to have a kazayis
matzah and a kazayis mar. Kazayis of each.
If you miss a seba of the matzah,
yeah.
And you go straight to Kohl, right?
So now,
you have to have a kazayis of double kazayis.
No, no. Because now I just have a chiv der abana matzah, chiv der abana mar, I could do it together. But I only have a chiv kur because we want to do it together. And here I could do it together right away. Very strong question, right, Levi? The crazy. The other matzah, I wanna remind the chevra, our chiyuv matzah that night, we're up to 18 mitzvahs, but our chiyuv matzah that night, the Leila said that we have one more chiyuv matzah. We're going to eat matzah, marar, then kairach. For matzah, I want to say for matzah, you're going to have more than a kezayis. I want to tell you why you're going to have more than a kezayis for matzah. You're actually going to have two kezayisim. Now, where does that come from? Yair, why are you eating two kezayisim? For matzah, you actually usually have two kezayisim. I want to try to explain that. What's going to happen by matzah is the one leading the Seder has three matzahs in his hands. The top and the bottom one are shleimim, are whole, and the middle one has been broken. The middle matzah has been broken already early in the Seder. Half of it is put away later for the afikoman. Half of it's put away later and hidden for the afikoman, and half is still by the one leading the Seder. So he has a whole one, broken whole. What you do, Maishala, is you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kenim Al-Chalom, Mitzi Lech Menaretz, you're supposed to hold all three matzahs in your hand. So you add two shleimim, and you make HaMitzi Lech Menaretz. You then drop the bottom one, the bottom shalim is dropped, and you make Al-Achilas Matzah on the whole one and the half one. Because it says Lechem Oini, poor man's bread, there's an inyan to give out from the broken guy. So what you're supposed to do is you have a kezayis from the whole one and a kezayis from the broken one. And you give out. A matzah has many, many kezayisim. A matzah has many, many, many kezayisim in there. Maybe eight kezayisim. A typical matzah has many kezayisim. And you give out a piece to everybody at your seder from the whole one and from the broken one.
That's what you're supposed to do, right, Levi? I know today people have huge kazesim. That's kishmak. There's nothing wrong. It's fun. But the whole one and the little one, you give out kazesim. And everybody gets from the shalim and from the broken one. So you're really eating two kazesim. Since you made amotzi lechem aretz, you should give everybody from the shalim. Als the chi of matzah, one only has a chi of one kazayis. If there's an older person at the seder, my oma was there for years, it was not easy to eat matzah, she had one kazayis, lechatchila. You give from the broken piece, from the broken one. We have a chumra, we eat two kazesim. People usually eat it together. They take like both pieces and they eat it tzazamin. They eat two kazayis. What do you say, Ravazi? There's another kazayis that's going to be eaten of matzah all the way before you bench. It's called afikoyman. And you time your eating. You're not allowed to eat it if you eat it and you're stuffed. It's called achila gasa. You're not yaitza. We want to eat it on a. We don't want to be stuffed, so you have to time your suda with your dessert, that you have more space. Because at the end of the suda, before you bench, we eat what's called afikoyman. It's a shaila, it's a zechel of carbon pesach. There's big in yanim to the afikoyman. That's like the last eating of the night. You're not allowed to eat. We don't eat anything after that. Your last eating of the night is that afikoyman, is another kazayis. So you end up a person without even trying has eaten three kazayisim. Now I want to remind the chevra, even though afikoyman is only a mitzvah derabanan, or maybe even a minag, but let's call it a mitzvah derabanan, keep in mind it's a kiyum of a daraisa. Because Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs is a mitzvah d'araisa to eat the night of Pesach. So every kazayis is a mitzvah d'araisa. So keep, you will yaitz a fulfillment of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. Now you're eating it, a zeichin of the Karm Pesach, but you're doing a d'araisa. It's a very, very holy night. It's like a crazy holy night. The hischaivus of that is afikoyman is a zeichin of the Karm Pesach. But you're mekayim a d'araisa. So you eat at the end of your meal, you have another kazayis. It does not have to be, people wonder, the kid hides the afikoyman and it gets lost and the kid falls asleep and it breaks and it turns to crumbs. A lot of times by the time it comes back, it's like pieces you can't even give out. It's been trampled and lost and broken. You don't need to eat it from that. It's an inyan, very, very big inyan. It's put away, it's hidden. There's big stuff there that it's hidden and put away. Afikoyman, you take and you give out, and that's the last kazayis that everybody eats. There's no eating. You bench after that, and there's no eating after that. So that's another mitzvah, afikoyman.
Is there something else on afikoyman other than keeping the kids up?
100%. Oh, the hiding it, there's big in Yanim. Yeah. There's like big in Yanim of Schara, Asid, of bigger things to come. Every Yid, we're a people of hope, Michal. There's always big stuff coming. Little things we do here also have much bigger ramifications than we know. I always like, Michal, it's the deepest thing when somebody serves Hashem. Any mitzvah, you do something that has big ramifications. The hidden away half represents, we have half here, the lesser half we eat. There's big stuff yet to come. It's being piled, big things. It's the part we don't see. What we see. There's a world of tremendous accomplishment, tremendous. Person puts on tefillin, you're only seeing the smaller half. Yeah. Why, Yosef? By matzah, we eat the smaller half. We put away the bigger half. La locha, you're supposed to put away the bigger half. Yeah, you measure, you break it by yachatz. You look at the two and put away. You can have kavana. Have kavana, Shmuel. You break the matzah yachatz. When you put away the half,
There's tremendous coming. It's great today, and big stuff are coming. You put it away. That's the Yidden always understood that big stuff are coming. There's schar, there's reward, there's reasons. Here, Yair, so it looks like says we have tzar, we say lama, what? There's big stuff coming. You break it away, and you put away the other year. What? If he loses it, get some other mats. He still do afikayim. Those are used up already. Usually, because remember, you used for kairach the bottom one, the top two. You're not going to have any left. There's basically no say there's any left from those three. If the kid loses it, bring some other. No. I would just give out matzah for afikoymen to end with the taste of matzah. There is an inyan, bring it back to the table. Every house has like stories. By me, we get it back, but it's often like literally beaten up. People stepped on. You know, it goes through quite a journey that night. The hidden piece. I always like that it's had a journey. The hidden piece. There's a long journey till he get it back. A lot goes down. The kids have probably fought who's hiding it. There's a Yair, I always think, Chevra, I always like, everything's bashert. Yedizach, Yehuda, the Rabbeinu Shem runs the world. You agree? Welcome home, Yehuda Kripke. You agree that Hashem runs the world. There's always a story when you hide the matzah, the kids fight, it gets trampled, broken, beaten. It's all good because I look at it, the hidden piece represents schar and gemul and the asid that's going to be amazing. I always like there's a big story till you get there. So I like that things happen. There's something very just right about that. Yair, you ever get that piece that it just goes simple? Most years there's some fight, some disagree. Something goes down in my house. I can't say every home. One kid hit it, another kid stole, another kid's mad that he hit this. But I like, because that piece represents the gemul, that which is yet to be, and there's always a big story till it comes. So I like that it happens at the Seder. I appreciate that. Who didn't? Where's Shlaima? Shlaima's here? Yehuda, come up with a guitar for a minute. Could you? Welcome home, Yehuda. What song did you want?
I was just guessing what song you were going to sing. No, I was guessing what song you were going to sing. I just asked if you were
guessing.
You were asking to sing Bear Last. That's what I was guessing.
Wow.
That's what I was guessing.
He's saying real things. Okay.
Can we do it?
Chevra, Hootie came, is fresh back. I want to ask, before, we're going to do the Bar Ditchever Niggin. I would quickly, before Yuda does it, I do have to leave very, very quick, very, very quick. The Bar Ditchva, last year, the Seder, we just like did a Bar Ditchva Seder. The Bar Ditchva has a piece about Hashem as Bechina Zeus. When we saw Hashem with clarity, we said, Zekeli, Zeh. Zeh is male. You point Hashem as a male. Zeus is Hashem as a female. Zeus is Nekeva. What do we mean, Hashem Bechina Zeus? And the Bar Ditchva is very, very busy with Zeus. B'Zeus Yavoi Aaron El HaKodesh. When Aaron HaKoyin enters the Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, the place when one can experience Hashem the most, how do you enter Kodesh HaKodashim B'Zeus? Why Hashem is Zeus, Yosef, as the feminine? Shem is male, Zekeli, what's Zeus? The Bar Ditchva speaks about it. Male is the giver, female is the receiver. Hashem as Zeus means he wants our avodah. It's a little secret. I think the night of Pesach, when we have the most mitzvahs the whole year, it's important to know b'china Zeus. Zeus is Hashem wants my avodah, nekeva, he wants us. There's a language Hasidish Sfarim use. I'm not going to say recorded and taped. You get in trouble.
But Hashem wants us, I promise. He really wants our avodah, it really counts. The Rasha says, Ma avodah zois lachem. What's this business of zois? God needs me? He's perfect, I hear. And Be'emez Zayis is a Chiddush, right, Levi? It's a Chiddush Nifla. That's why we say in Hallel, Me'eis Hashem Aysa Zayis Sinifloyis Be'nein. It's a Pella Zayis. It's a Pella. Hashem needs us, wants us, a Pella. Me'eis Hashem Aysa Zayis. But that's what he told us. He wants our Avodah. The Leila Seder is a big Bechin of Zayis. Hashem wants us and wants our Avodah. The whole night of Seder is he wants my Matzah, he wants my Marer, he wants my Hallel. We still have to get to Hallel. Hallel at the Seder is fascinating, what we butcher Hallel. That one of the mitzvahs, is there any other night of year that you say Hallel?
No, Rebbe.
Hallel the entire year is only by day. Is there any Ma'ariv the whole year that you say Hallel, Chevra? Zero.
Some people do that Seder night. Some people do it.
The Seder?
Yeah, some people do it on the Maariv.
Good. I'm talking about that. Zicher. Is there any other night here? What? Very good. That's good. Kriyas Zuilula. I'm proud of you. There's a reason he's right. Because the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says, is a Hallel. So Yisrael brilliantly said, you do do a Hallel. The only time all year we do Hallel at night is Pesach night. The Inyan is Hallel is clarity, Avla. Hallel, I see Hashem, Hashem. It's Begolui. Night represents I don't see Hashem. There's only one night the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Laila Kiyayim Ya'iru. There's a night that has all the halachas of day. You don't say the long Kriyas Shema Lamita. The Leila Seder is day. It's all day. It's clarity. Clarity. We see Hashem Begoli Makos. We see Hashem clearly. That's why we say Hallel at the Seder. We do a weird stuff to Hallel. We break it in half. Strange. Bizarre. But we know that we'll yet discuss that. Why we break up Hallel, but we do break Hallel. Absolutely smack dab in the middle. What I want to do to Hudi, I have to leave 25 minutes ago. 23 minutes ago. So what I want to do for Hudi is what's the mitzvah of this yeshiva? If you had to like say this, all mitzvahs, but if there's a mitzvah that seems to like be big here, what mitzvah? Tefillin, of course. Thank you, Hudi. Tefillin. Tefillin's the mitzvah of the yeshiva. The tefillin here, the putting on tefillin, people wearing tefillin. If you stay here in a time lapse, and somebody should just video it. Really a video. Somebody should show each guy coming in here putting on tefillin. It's like the scene of the yeshiva. My sister had a lot of hana. We had a family event in Eretz Yisrael. She saw Hudi in his tefillin. She was like, my shvester was very fired up. She said she sees people hiding this, like sneaking it. He was Beroivam, he was wearing his tefillin. My sister was like very, very moved. She's right, it's the mitzvah of the yeshiva tefillin. And Yehuda made a picture in the corner about tefillin. And it says about the tefillin, the glory of Hashem is on us. Means we speak about our pride in Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, looking Hashem Echad. And Hashem's tefillin says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Hashem says, you saw my people. Can I tell you, Hudi, I had a story that bothered me. Somebody told me a story about the great Shayash of Rosh Hashiva. So Hudi, I want to re-explain a story. Somebody told me the story wrong, and I can't stand the way the person told it to me, and I'm going to tell it to you right. The great Rosh Hashiva of Shayash was who? Rabbi Freifeld. Who was Rabbi Freifeld's Rebbe? Rev Huttner. Rabbi Freifeld, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shayashiv. So he was known as a very special mechanech. So somebody said a story that there was like big tzaddikim visiting Shayashiv Revezi. Big tzaddikim. And he asked the bacher, he like showed off one of his talmidim, who knew a little Torah, showed him off. So somebody said it was such a good trick. Like, is that a trick? If anybody's known as a great mechanech, they're not tricksters. They're not manipulators. That's a horrible mechanech. Tricks are for kids, my friends. Not for mechanechim. Not for mechanechim. A chinuch is no tricks.
It bothers me. They publish books on a mechanech. It's such a good tricks. They write like his bag of tricks. Shame on them. That's nothing to do with chinuch. That's like stupid stuff. That's stupid stuff. If somebody's a mechanech, means they're in a sincere person, and being around them helps create sincerity. Rav Freifeld didn't do a trick, and he had a geshmak, a plan. He showed off the guy, and it was so good for his esteem. These type of things are childish. What probably happens, Rav Freifeld was proud of his talmidim, and I think that's crazy. I think the coolest thing in the world of a Rebbe and a Talmud is the Talmidim are proud of their Rebbe and the Rebbe's proud of Talmidim. That's what happens in real relationships. In real relationships, people are proud of each other. If it's successful, right, Freifeld probably, if it made an impact on the Talmud, he probably was very proud of him. If he wasn't proud and it was a trick, it would mean nothing. People are smart. They don't fall for tricks. What was cool is he wanted to show off his Talmud, which is exactly Hashem in us. We are proud of Hashem. We show off our relationship. Shema Yisrael, Hashem l'kein Hashem echad. In Hashem's tefillin, it says that you see my people. Mi kamcha Yisrael, he shows us off. So let's do for who need this. So without further ado, let's do this off. Once just you, then we'll do it. Chevrim, I can ask for silence because I want Shmuel and his cousin Shmuel and Ayoa back. Listen to this song.
Da da da. da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. We're going to daven mincha now. We're going to have a leil shishi be'ezus Hashem yisbarach 11:30, the last leil shishi be'ezus Hashem of this beautiful zman. We're going to have 11:30. The olam's invited. I will, going forward, next week, we're going to continue. We're done with the halachic portion. There are more halachas. We were zeiched to study 19 mitzvahs. It could be mitoich dvareinu, we'll get to a few more. We're going to go a little more pnimius. But I wanted to set up the structure of the Seder, to go into the pnimius of the Seder. Next week we will analyze much more pnimiustic manner the Seder. We're going to go into matzah, maror, chametz, more b'ayfim, pnimibli, neder next week. So that's the coming attractions. Tonight, 11:30, will be the last Leil Shishi. Let's dive in Mincha Chevra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.